it is a busy weekend. There is graduation from the University of Arkansas, Mother's Day, May Festival of the Arts in Eureka Springs, and about 27 things I'm not thinking of. Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson, is here to tell me how she's going to start her week, this midweek on Of Note on Sunday with the Sunday Symphony.
Thanks, Kyle.
Oh, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. It's fun being a mother. I mean, it's challenging. It's always difficult, but it's so rewarding.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
Happy Mother's Day. Well, you mentioned all the many things happening. I think the Sunday Symphony edition of Note is a great time to wind down and slow down and dwell in that music for just a little bit. So on tap for you coming up this Sunday, we'll get a taste of what's to come in the live Mozart in the Museum concert coming up with Artisphere Orchestra. That's June 15th, so mark your calendar for that. We will have a live broadcast from Crystal Bridges June 15th from 8 to 10 p.m. June 18th is the Trillium Salon Series. So I've got so many things going on. So,
right.
Yes. So the Mozart Symphony they've picked for this year's concert is Mozart's Prague Symphony.
Ooh.
So, and it's an interesting symphony. It's his 38th symphony. He wrote it at the ripe old age of 30. Yes.
All right.
And I like there's a music critic writing in The Guardian, Tom Service, what he has to say. He talks about how this is a very transitional symphony and basically considers it his real true first symphony, because where he's really finding new ways to communicate symphonically. He says that you can really hear the limits of Mozart working and pushing boundaries on what the symphonic form can do.
All right, so that's the Sunday Symphony. Anything else that is coming up in this
mid-May?
Yes,
I have. One thing I wanted to point out to you, speaking of symphonies, is that the Fort Smith Symphony has their closing concert coming up May 12th. I did just have John Jetter on my program, and if you missed that, he talked about the Florence Price Project, which includes recording, and he also previewed the 2018-19 season. So I wanted to let you know that if you want to find out more in depth with my discussion on John Jetter, I have a digital story. So you can go to Facebook where I've posted it. You can also go to KUF.com and click on Of Note, and it'll be right there for you to listen to at your leisure. So there's that. Also, I interviewed a American pianist named Robert Prester, who has his skills are in both jazz and classical worlds and melding the two. His new album, Rhapsodia, has a composition, a sonata he wrote, and he kind of weaves together elements of classical, jazz, world music. And I love talking to him because he actually said that the sonata came from when he felt like he was living like a monk. So basically, he lives in New York, but he also spends time in Hawaii and lives in Hawaii. Well, he had booked a trip to Hawaii, at the last minute decided to cancel that trip to Hawaii. But in the process, he'd already sublet his apartment in New York.
Uh-oh.
So he had to sublet a different place in New York. So he sublet a place in Queens that had a piano. And through that process and being in that new environment comes this sonata. So it was a pretty fascinating conversation. So that's on this week. And also, maybe you've noticed there's a weird thing going on School Avenue. Did your commute seem different today? Where the roads, the School Avenue was cut off for part of it. I mean, it's right by our office.
You know, I took, as fate would have it, I took a completely different route than I usually do.
You were safe from, because I kind of zigzagged. I was like, wait, I can't go down this way. Well, there's this weird blue line going down School Avenue, and it's actually a topo map going.
Yes.
And the artist is Stacy Levy. It's a commission, a thermoplastic commission for Artisphere this year. And I'll have an arts beat on that. Pete Hartman had a chance to go talk to the people putting it together, and we'll preview and learn a little more about that whole project.
All right. Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson, every Sunday through Thursday night at 8 on 91.3, Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 on KUAF2. One more thought about the pianist who, at the last minute, canceled his trip to Hawaii. You know who can cancel at the last minute trip to Hawaii? people who go there all the time.
Right? I mean, I've never, that's one of the like five states I've never been to.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.